In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I don't know what that was, but it kind of sounded like Zacchaeus fell out of the tree. So, I once had a job where my most important asset was not my friendliness or my attention to detail. My most valuable skill was my willingness to climb. The back room at the toy store was very narrow, and it was filled with three sets of floor-to-ceiling industrial shelving. And when a shipment would arrive, the boxes would fill the two narrow aisles up to over 6 feet high of boxes. And I would climb up the shelves and get into those boxes and brace myself, and as quickly as possible, relocate all of the contents of the boxes into the store and onto those shelves. It was sort of fun. I got to be a monkey, and it was kind of like Christmas because I was opening lots of boxes. But it was my most valuable asset in that job. And so reading today's gospel lesson where Zacchaeus, who is stated to be a petite fella, I didn't find anything unusual at all about his strategy of tree climbing to get to something he needed to see, even if it was very undignified then and somewhat undignified now. There were a few things we know about Zacchaeus, and volumes that we don't. We are given his name and a place, Jericho. This episode is situated in a place that we can find on a map, the road of Jesus from Jericho to Jerusalem. Not only do we know his name, but we know that he was a wealthy tax collector. And we know about that society that wealth could have brought respect, but collusion with an occupying empire would not. We can tell that Zacchaeus is a notorious person. You can see it by the way the crowds don't let him through. As a tax collector, he interacted with every zone of society and was therefore considered ritually unclean. So he was an outcast, a rich outcast, but still an outcast. It's fair to say that Zacchaeus had heard of Jesus and the Jesus movement. The Jesus movement is a phrase that's used by scholars to refer to those earliest stages of community and discipleship around Jesus during his life and during his resurrection and in the earliest ages of what eventually became known as church. We can tell that Zacchaeus had heard of this rabbi and this Jesus movement, this alliance of people around him. And I wonder what it was. What it was that sent this derided and privileged man out into the streets, pushed him into a crowd of people who did not like him at all. What part of Jesus' life had he heard? What word, what welcome draws anyone out of their comfy home and into the streets, and then daring to scamper up a sticky and lumpy tree? There's something about that climb, that striving to do something, to do anything, to get a glimpse of him, a glimpse of Jesus and of this movement, there is something unmistakably aspirational about climbing that tree. We don't know if he had any friends or family. I always think he sounds lonely. But I can assume that he had servants. And so I imagine him heading out on this day, and telling a household servant something to the effect of,
"Well, I'm going to go check out this Jesus thing, this movement. It's important for me to know about people like this rabble-rousing Jesus. I had better go see what the fuss is about. Yes, that's what I'm doing." And out he went.
I imagine that because it is my place in this story. I did something like that once upon a time. Early in my young adult encounter with this Jesus movement, soon after I'd gone from a really open agnosticism to participating in a church community, back when it was still new, well, I claimed to other people in my life that I was doing sociological research.
Because religion and the Bible are important influences in society, and I should know more about them.
I actually said that. And I might have actually believed it. And so I stepped out into my crowded street. I climbed my tree. And I rose up and I sought to see Jesus. And Jesus saw me up there. And he drew me out of that tree. And he invited himself into my life. What sent you into your tree to seek Jesus? Perhaps you have no idea why you keep climbing these trees, or this tree in particular. What hunger sent Zacchaeus up that sycamore tree? Was it a desire for wholeness, for refuge? Was he seeking a group of fellow outsiders with which he could possibly no longer be an outsider? Zacchaeus had been on a spiritual journey his whole life. He may not have known it, but he was, just like I believe everyone is. We're all on a lifelong journey of faith formation. Even in the parts where we say there's no road there, even when we can't see the forest for the trees. There are days on this lifelong formation journey where we will see vistas and rainbows, and we will feel the unity of the forest. And then sometimes we are just trying to sludge through the inches of composting muck on the forest floor. But it's still part of the journey. This tree climbing idea struck me as a beautiful metaphor for faith formation, because trees are symbols of nourishment, they're symbols of refuge, and holy insight. We have been blessed with our own tree here at St. Paul's, a home that has a solid trunk and a living heritage, and branches that can lead us together and up, out, and to the edges of God's longing for this world. The fig sycamore that Zacchaeus climbs is specifically a symbol of regeneration and rebirth. Our tree should be like that tree, a continual reawakening, a lifelong striving and wondering, and a practical tool for when we are brought up short. So since my time in the toy store and climbing in the back room, some people would say I've become some sort of expert on lifelong formation. I serve on boards, I serve on committees, all the way up to the highest levels of the church. And when I'm called upon to help people assess their life of lifelong formation, I use a five-point standard, and the 5 points are straight out of the baptismal covenant. Continue, return, proclaim, serve, strive. We're going to learn that. So repeat after me. Continue, return.
Continue, return.
Proclaim, serve.
Proclaim, serve.
Strive.
Strive.
Put it all together. Continue, return, proclaim, serve, strive. Aspirational formation, the kind that's in these trees, should be continuing to learn and worship and pray. If you get stuck in the same tree, the tree's going to go around you and you're not going to go anywhere. It keeps climbing trees, sometimes swinging over to the next one. Are we people who are returning? Returning when we fall into sin? Are we confessing? And are we forgiving? Are we like the arms of the tree, as wide open as Jesus' loving embrace, taking us back in when we say we're sorry? Are we proclaiming? Are we proclaiming good news? Are we proclaiming Jesus in words and in actions? Are we serving? Are we serving our neighbors? Are we serving the people we stand next to? And here, yeah, we absolutely are, but sometimes I wonder if we're letting that call of formation to fall on too few and not being spread around the whole tree. The last thing I look for is striving, aspiring, striving from the roots. Roots are for trees to live and to grow. Their energy is upward and their being is intertwined. Roots pull in nutrients and then they send them up for sharing and encourage to dare to live for others. How are we striving this year? And how will we prepare ourselves to keep striving? You climbed a tree. You may not know that you climbed a tree, but you did. I can tell because you're sitting here with me. You climbed a tree, and Jesus is calling you to examine your place in this tree and in his movement. How can this gospel lesson today lead you to renew a promise for lifelong formation for everyone and especially yourself? Continue, return, proclaim, serve, strive. Remember how Zacchaeus climbs a sycamore tree? It's not an American type of sycamore. It's not like the kinds that are planted here in Walla Walla. The type with the yellow ball that you can easily crush underfoot and it has all those little seed bits that go blowing off in the wind. It's not that kind of sycamore at all. The sycamore that Zacchaeus climbs is a fig tree. It's a West Asian sycamore. And it's known for the strength of its wood. And its name in Hebrew is Shikma. And that name seems to have the same roots as the Hebrew words for restore and regenerate. Remember how I said it's a symbol of regeneration? It's right there in its name. It's known for that because when the wind exposes its roots, the roots will dig in deeper, stretch into the earth. And when sand covers its low-lying branches, those branches transform into roots that then shoot up new sprouts of new trees. It's an amazing metaphor for what a church that's committed to lifelong formation can look like. Trees that dwell together with strong wood that can bear brokenness, support our questions, and renew our hearts. Jesus sees us up in this restoration tree. And here we are, sitting together, and God's people are looking up at us. Dare we welcome them up into this holy tree? Aspirational membership is the theme of our pledge campaign this year. And it's not just about finances, it's about whole lives. And one of those commitments we're inviting you into is a commitment to lifelong formation. There are plenty of ways to do that with groups here. There are plenty of ways to do it beyond. Sometimes it's something little. I'm going to tell a story on Lanny, our organist. He walks the building to get his steps in. And when he told me recently, when he's walking, he picks up one of the books on the shelf that I put out there. Free giving fruit for learning and lifelong formation. And he reads them while he walks. I can't even read while I'm sitting in a car. I don't know how he does that. But he reads it while he walks. There are dozens of ways to find a new place for lifelong formation for everybody in this congregation. So we're going to be this kind of people, lifelong tree-climbing believers, baptismal living formation people, and wholeness-seeking Jesus movement followers. We're going to dig deep. Some of our branches will become roots, but others will sprout brand new trees. And we're going to absurdly, sillily strive like Zacchaeus getting through that crowd and jumping up into that tree. And we're going to do that all the way home to the heart of God. So let us sit in that tree for a moment and ponder the words of Psalm 46. Will you repeat after me? Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that I am.
Be still and know.
Be still.
Be.